There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rami Makhlouf.
You don't want to overreact. You know, you want to keep perspective.
Nah, screw that. Hit the music, Robbie. Hit the music. Let's go.
Let's go. Fit the man for a gold jacket.
For those who don't like our people, that's tough. We like them.
Live and local on 670 The Score.
Go Bears.
That's me with you for the next 2 hours here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, taking you right up to Bernstein, Harris, and Rahimi live from the United Center, and that'll take you right up to the Bulls home opener with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Jam-packed couple of hours with you. Sean Sears on the other side of the glass and on the ones and twos, and he lined up Clay Harbor. Familiar to Score fans, 9-year NFL veteran, CHSN Bears analyst. He'll be here at 2:20. Chris Rose at 3 o'clock from the NFL Network, BattleBots, the John Boy Media Network. I'm a big Chris Rose fan. Excited to talk with him coming up at 3 o'clock. We can touch World Series. We can touch on the NFL with him. He can do it all. He is a jack of all trades. And I, of course, want to hear from you guys at 312-644-6767 on the phones via the text line. You guys can get in and talk some Bears with me. And we'll mix in a little bit of Bulls, too, as well, with the win last night. And again, the home opener tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder, heard right here on 670 The Score. But there was a debate. You know, it's funny, Sean, that you got Clay Harbor to join us at 2:20, because literally when you sent me the text that Clay Harbor was going to join us at 2:20 this afternoon, I was scrolling the Twitter, as I do way too often on my phone, just sitting there scrolling the Twitter, and I came across a clip of Clay Harbor on CHSN along with our very own David and Haw from Mully and Haw on CHSN, and they were debating whether or not you want to see Jaden Daniels this Sunday when the Bears take on the Commanders. And here's just a little bit of that debate.
Caleb Williams says that he will not be disappointed. He wants Jaden Daniels to play in this game just because he wants great players, not because of the conversation. Yeah. Do you think Bears fans will be disappointed if they don't have Jaden Daniels out there?
Why? Why in the world would anybody be disappointed? If you want the Bears to win this game and you're rooting for the Bears, you want Jaden Daniels to sit this one out. I don't care about the hype or it was flexed or the edge of two versus one. No, you want to win this game. Nobody's going to remember in 10 weeks whether or not Jaden Daniels played or whatever. If he doesn't play, it increases your chances to win. You are in favor of that.
Oh, you want Jaden Daniels to play, absolutely. Oh. And they will remember when they're casting their votes for Rookie of the Year.
Who won
that game when they played head-to-head? Who won the game when Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams played on equal footing? Yeah, you care. You want to beat the team at their best.
Is that a playoff tiebreaker? Who wins the Offensive Rookie of the Year?
No.
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 Get to the playoffs. Win as many games as possible.
As a competitor.
And if it's easier to win without Jaden Daniels, then see ya. Sit, rookie. No way.
As a competitor, you want to play against the best. You want to play against a team at their best, and you want to win that way.
That wasn't the question. The question was, do the fans, would they be disappointed if Jaden Daniels doesn't play?
They want to see Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels.
It's a ridiculous premise.
I want to see it.
I'm a ridiculous person because I want to see Jaden Daniels play. And I get everything that Haw is saying there. This could be a team in the wild card hunt in Washington, and you hope that the Bears are at least in the wild card hunt, so it could come down to a tiebreaker. Beyond that, you win this one, and you have a real chance at a six-game win streak with Arizona and New England coming up on the schedule next. Those are two very winnable games. You're already riding a three-game win streak. You could very realistically be looking at a six-game win streak and a 7-2 record heading into Green Bay in Week 11 to start what's a very tough eight-week stretch. Your three division opponents twice each, and the 49ers and the Seahawks peppered in there. So that looks real, real good. A six-game win streak and a 7-2 record heading into that looks real, real good for the sake of the standings and a playoff spot. So I get what Haw is saying right there. But this season is about, as much as it is, I want them to win and I want to see them in the playoffs, but this is about learning who this team is. This is about answering questions about this football team. And that's why I do want Jaden Daniels to play on Sunday. How about you? 312-644-6767 if you want to give me a call or shoot me a text. It's not just the offense that needs testing, that needs sharpening. This defense needs testing and sharpening too, for as good as they have looked. And that's kind of why I want Jaden Daniels to play in this game tomorrow. Meanwhile, as for Jaden Daniels, this was him in practice yesterday. Early reports in the day saying he didn't practice. Later in the day, we found out he did practice, and it sounds like it went pretty well for the rookie.
I feel good. Been treatment, all that, trying to get back right and give myself a chance to go out there and be confident to play. And, ultimately, the trainers and Adam and DQ, they make the decision, let me play and stuff like that. You know, they feel confident too.
And he also said that, you know, he's going to be smart with this thing.
It's football at the end of the day. Things happen. Sometimes you might have to fight through something. But if you could go, you could give it your all and be smart about it. Obviously, they wouldn't put me in any position they wouldn't feel comfortable in. For my future, I wouldn't put myself in that predicament either.
From the Bears' perspective, we know Caleb Williams said that he would like to see him play, but Caleb Williams is not going to be going against Jaden Daniels, a guy who will be Jalen Johnson. He was asked about facing Daniels or his backup, Marcus Mariota.
Just more dynamic. I mean, same play style, same QB style, dual threat, extend plays with the legs, get on the perimeter, make good throws. But, I mean, just Daniels young, more dynamic. Of course, Mariota Seymour, been around a little longer, more experienced. So, I mean, that's the biggest difference.
Does it mean extra work for you guys when you're not sure who it is or no?
No, same style quarterback.
You, as the competitor you are, would you prefer to face the more dynamic quarterback in Daniels, as you said?
I mean, honestly, I don't give a damn who's out there. I'm looking forward to whooping their ass either way. So, I mean, it doesn't really change too much for me. Just, I know for us in the defense, we just want to go out there and win and dominate. That's our mindset, regardless of who the quarterback is.
I love that mindset. That is exactly what you want to hear from Jalen Johnson or anybody else. And just real quick, Sean, you can skip the two Dan Quinn cuts that I asked you to play, because Dan Quinn spoke today after the Commanders went through walkthroughs. And I saw this just before I came on the air via Ian Rappaport. He said he's listed as questionable, and he's going to go through walkthroughs, meetings, and treatment on the rib cartilage injury today. And Quinn says that the goal is to get Daniels as many walkthrough reps as you can, and that continues. They say they'll see how he feels on Sunday. So his status still up in the air, and it sounds like he still could play, and they're still going through walkthroughs as if he might play. And I would like to see that. I would like to see that, because for as much focus as there is on the offense and the progress of the offense and Caleb Williams and the steps that they've taken from the way that the season started to the way that the last few weeks have gone, man, this defense needs to be tested a little bit too. They're third in yards. They're first in opposing QB passer rating. They're seventh in passing yards. They're fourth in scoring. But they've done that. Like, we talk a lot about the competition. And again, we usually focus on the offense and who Caleb Williams has faced in terms of the defenses that the Bears have gone up against. The Bears have done what I just listed off defensively. And I'm not taking anything away from them. I don't, because when you face bad teams and you do what you're supposed to do against them, you get credit for that. I'm not taking anything away from them. But when we talk about this team being tested, finding out things about this football team as they build this thing up and ramp this thing up to being some kind of contender, at least a playoff team. The Bears defense did that against Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, Andy Dalton, Trevor Lawrence, and Matthew Stafford without Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. Five of the six games that the Bears have had this year, defensively, have not been the toughest matchups. Now, entering this week, the Commanders rank first in scoring, third in total yards, second in rushing yards, and that's a major point right there. Because we know if there's one thing about this Bears defense that can be a little leaky, it's the run game. And this Commanders team comes in very capable of running the ball. Second in the league at 165-plus yards per game. And Jaden Daniels has been very good as a quarterback. 75.6% completion. He leads all quarterbacks with that completion percentage. And he has a 107 passer rating, which is seventh in the league right now. I want to see what has been a very good Commanders offense led by Jaden Daniels playing a very good quarterback. I want to see that go up against this Bears defense. Because I'm pretty sold. If you've heard me on the station before, if there's one thing about this Bears team that I'm pretty sold on, it's that defense. I don't think what they've done is fluky. When you look at how many games they've held teams under 20 points, how many games they've gotten turnovers, I think 12 of their last 13 games they've forced at least one turnover. I think this defense is for real. But you could really cement that if you could continue to do what you've done the first 6 weeks of the season against what's been a very good offense, an offense that's first in scoring, that's third in total yards, that's run the ball very well, that has a quarterback who has a passer rating of 107.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's see how that holds up against the worst opponent quarterback rating, that, which the Bears defense boasts. I want to see that. I want this team to be tested. As much as I want them to win games like David Hall was talking about in that clip you heard, and we'll talk with Clay Harbor about this and much more coming up at 2:20. As much as I want to see them win games and I want to see them put themselves in a good spot and set themselves up for success heading into a tough back half of the schedule, I want questions answered. I want to find out what's good, what's not, what's for real, what's not when it comes to this football team. Not a huge test for the offense, honestly. It's a step up in terms of difficulty. You're going from like amateur to pro if you're talking about like video game settings. QB's playing against the Commanders, a 107.4 passer rating. Only teams that have been worse are the Panthers and the Jaguars. That's a little deceptive, though. But that bodes well for Caleb Williams. Their defense is like solidly average when you look at it. They're 16th in yards per game. They're 15th in points per game. They give up about 200 yards through the air per week, 130 on the ground. So they're like solidly average as a defense, but quarterbacks have been able to put up some numbers against them. And Caleb Williams has been able to put up numbers in the last 3 weeks. He's third in EPA. He's third in passer rating. He's second in completion percentage in the last 3 weeks of the NFL. So the arrow pointing up on Caleb Williams, it's a slight step up in terms of competition in the defense that he's facing. But I think the real test is for this defense. We might find something out about the offensive line this week, because one thing that Commanders defense has done well, they get after quarterbacks. 13th in the NFL in sacks, 6th in the NFL in sacks per attempt. So maybe we learn something about the offensive line. But I'm not going to sit here and ignore the elephant in the room. And I don't think anybody else should either. When I ask you the question at 312-644-6767, give me a call, shoot me a text. Caleb versus Daniels. I want to see that. But not just Caleb versus Daniels. Caleb and Waldron versus Daniels and Kingsbury. It matters, man. It matters. I was talking a couple weeks ago here on The Score about who's the measuring stick. What do we compare this Bears team to in terms of like tracking the progress of this rebuild going back 3 years now, and where it is and where it should be and compared to other teams? And there's a lot of different ways you could do it. You could talk about, you know, coaches hired in the same year as Eberflus, GMs hired in the same year as Poles. So much of this revolves around the quarterback and Caleb Williams that maybe that's where you start. And you go, okay, let's compare our rookie quarterback to another rookie quarterback. And beyond that, you could say, okay, we have a rookie quarterback with a first-year offensive coordinator. They have a rookie quarterback with a first-year offensive coordinator. And no, the race isn't over yet. I understand that. I'm not jumping off any buildings and declaring Jaden Daniels a better quarterback than Caleb Williams. But the bottom line is, for as good as Caleb Williams has been for the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks really, the Rams game was kind of average. But as good as he's been, like, Jaden Daniels has been better this season. And that Commanders offense has been better this season. And I don't think that we should just ignore that. And we should just go, it's early. Well, yeah, I know it's early. I know plenty of time left in the race. I understand that. Neither of those guys' careers are going to be defined this year. Neither of those offenses are a finished product, you would think. But we can look at it and go, well, that's better. Their progress is moving faster if we're tracking this thing. They're closer to being a complete offense than what the Bears are. And Cliff Kingsbury could have been your offensive coordinator. And he has a history with Caleb Williams. And I'm going to continue to sort of evaluate that and whether or not it was the right decision by Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus. I don't really question the quarterback decision. I'm happy with drafting Caleb. But I do think that the situation a guy lands in matters. Who's their offensive line? Who are the weapons around them? The organization, the culture, and the offensive coordinator. So all that stuff combined, I want this win bad. I do. I want it bad. It could be great. You move to 5-2. You're setting yourself up for a possible 6-game win streak, 7-2 record heading into the back half of that schedule. But man, I need questions answered about this football team. And this is our best chance to get some questions answered about this football team that we've seen in a long time. So I want Jaden Daniels out there. A couple texts. This from the 708. Bears defense is good, and you can tell they're good. It's the eye test. I agree. Just be better to see him do it against a better defense or better offense. I mean, I want my QB to win games and the accolades. Exactly. From the 815. You guys can keep the text coming. Do you want Jaden Daniels to play in this one? I want to win this one badly, and I want to do it against Jaden Daniels. 312-644-6767. You heard this guy already in the show debating with David Haw. Clay Harbor, CHSN, Bears analyst. You know him. You love him. He'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, next, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Oh, you want Jaden Daniels to play, absolutely. And they will remember when they're casting their votes for Rookie of the Year. Who won that game when they played head-to-head? Who won the game when Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams played on equal footing? Yeah, you care. You want to beat the team at their best.
We're back, live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's me with you this afternoon, taking you right up to Bernstein, Harrison, Rahimi, live from the United Center, which will take you right up to the Bulls home opener against Oklahoma City. We'll talk a little Bulls coming up in just a few minutes after a win yesterday and ahead of that matchup with OKC. But the man you just heard in that clip, 9-year NFL veteran, CHSN Bears analyst, Clay Harbor, joins me now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Sports Illinois. How are you this afternoon, Clay?
I'm doing great, man. Just getting ready for tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing if we're going to see Daniels versus Williams. But either way, I'm pumped, excited for the game.
And we heard you there in the clip talking with David Haw. And I talked in the first segment asking that very question, if you want to see Jaden Daniels. There is an extra element of, I mean, that's why it was flexed to the 3 o'clock game. There's an extra element of hype and excitement for this game if Jaden Daniels does play and it's the number one pick versus the number two pick. There's no denying that.
Absolutely, and I guess you're looking at different perspectives here, but me, as a former player, if I'm playing and I know I'm going to get up against one of the best, I want to test myself against that. If I'm that Bears defense, I think I'm a top-five defense, but I want to say there's an asterisk by the game that we play, the number one offense right now, scoring-wise in the NFL. No, let us see what we got, who we really are against one of the best. Obviously, this is an interesting offense, all that zone read, the counter action, the behind the line of scrimmage throws. It's different. It is a college type offense, but it's very effective. And I want to see them at full strength. If I'm a player, if I'm the Bears, and I think the fans too, the fans want to see the number one versus the number two. They would rather see the Bears go out there and win that game against Jaden Daniels than Marcus Mariota.
You know, and we're talking with Clay Harbor, CHSN Bears analyst here on 670 The Score. We focus so much on the offense when we talk about this team and the development of this offense and Caleb Williams. And the last 3 weeks, the offense has kind of turned around. People go, yeah, but the competition. You could say the same thing about this defense when you look at the fact that they've put up impressive numbers, but they've done it against Will Levis, Anthony Richardson, Andy Dalton, Trevor Lawrence, Matthew Stafford, who didn't have his two best wide receivers. This will be probably the best test that this Bears defense has gotten to this point in the season, will it not? If Jaden Daniels plays.
It'll be a good test either way. And I'm not saying that Jaden Daniels is a benefactor of that offense, but the offense is different, man. I got a chance to look at some of the all-22 of it. And, you know, you got a lot of those zone read schemes. You're running a quarterback power. You're pulling with counters. Jaden Daniels can run, pass, or give it to the running back himself on a lot of those plays. So a lot of this is that run, pass, option stuff. So this is a big game for Eric Washington and Matt Eberflus, too, because you got to have rule sets. In games like this, this isn't a typical drop back quarterback. You know, he's going to throw it around. We got to stop the – we'll play cover three, cover two, and, you know, maybe push coverage towards the best receiver. No, they are spreading the field out. They're running the ball. They run the ball more than they pass it. They're 51% run, 49% pass. So, I mean, this team, obviously, Jaden Daniels runs this offense well. But the scheme, to me, is the biggest thing you got to worry about, because that's something you're not used to seeing.
And Marcus Mariota, I should say, knows how to run that scheme as well. Given that style of offense that they have, and I, like you said, you break down the tape, you watch the All-22, how much will the Bears miss Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon, specifically against this Washington offense and the actions that they run?
Oh, man, you said it right there. That's my biggest worry. Kyler Gordon's perfect for this type of game because he is, again, in coverage, Brisker and Gordon, they're solid. Mm-hmm. But against the run, when you get these guys against the run, you know, that's where they show how good they really are. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to find another cornerback in the league, slot or not, that can do what Kyler Gordon does in the run game. I mean, this guy can run blitz. He can take on a lead blocker. He can take on a tight end. He's so quick, elusive. He can run around blocks. And he is so good in the run game and so quick with a system like this to diagnose things that you're going to miss him a lot. Brisker, maybe not as much, but you're still going to miss him and his big hits that could really affect and deter a guy like Jaden Daniels from running with the football. But Gordon will be sorely missed because his quickness, his smarts, and his ability this game. I really like their backups. They're guys with experience, and they know what they're doing out there, so they're not going to have a lot of mental errors. They've been in the system a long time, but they're just not as athletic, and they're not as good at football players.
Talking with Clay Harbor, CHSN Bears analyst, here for a few more minutes on 670 The Score. One of the storylines, and I saw you talking about this a little bit on CHSN, is the Caleb Williams Cliff Kingsbury relationship, and I put that in air quotes because it was 1 year overlapping that those two had at USC, and obviously they did develop a bit of a kinship and a relationship. And we saw Caleb Williams really perform at a high level at USC along with Cliff Kingsbury. Was that a hire you would have liked to see the Bears make? And is that another angle to this thing of Caleb and Waldron versus Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury and an offense that the Bears could have been running should they chose to hire Kingsbury?
Oh, yeah. To start, I'll say I did a whole video at CHSN about if Williams doesn't play, obviously that's what everybody wants to see, but there's a lot of storylines, man. You can go from the Waldron hire over Kingsbury. I mean, you can go back to Dan Quinn and Matt Eberflus when they're both competing for the Bears starting position. Montez Sweat coming home. DJ Moore playing in his home state or where he went to college. Caleb Williams coming home. But I think that Eberflus, Quinn, and Kingsbury Waldron is a big storyline. These coaches, I know plenty of NFL coaches. I'm friends with him now, my old coach. Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury wants to show Matt Eberflus. He's going up against a defense of the guy that didn't hire him. He wants to kick Matt Eberflus as you know what and show him that he should be the guy that they tried to hire and put on that sideline. And as far as the question was at CHSN in our show that we proposed was, you know, who's had a bigger impact on Caleb? Was it Waldron or Cliff Kingsbury? I was in Waldron. Obviously, offensive coordinator and quarterback have a symbiotic relationship. Those two guys are only as good as the other one. Their careers will only be as successful as the other one. If Caleb Williams has the success he wants, in turn, Shane Waldron will have success. If Shane Waldron has success, Caleb Williams has to be successful. So I think that's a little bit overblown with the Cliff Kingsbury stuff as an offensive assistant. But I know they did have a relationship, and that'll still be cool to go against each other. I don't think he's going to be able to give any tips or pointers to really stop Caleb Williams or anything like that, but I am interested to see it.
You can follow Clay Harbor, get all the breakdowns and hot takes at ClayHarbs82 over there on Twitter. And I saw this stat you tweeted out. Montez Sweat this year, 33rd in pressures, 0 QB hits, 19th in hurries, 43rd in pass rush win rate, and 56th in sacks. Yet somehow the Bears are still getting pressure on quarterbacks this year at a higher clip than they did last year. Why is Montez Sweat not racking up the numbers that we saw him rack up next year? And how are the Bears still pressuring quarterbacks with that being the case, Clay?
I'll go back to my playing days to answer this one. And I mean, you go back to playing a guy like DeMarcus Ware or something like that, right? I played against him a lot when I was with the Eagles. J.J. Watt when I was with the Jaguars. You know, guys like big-time pass rushers, Brian Arakpo, whatever. Even when they had down years, 1 year, J.J. Watt will have 20 sacks. Next year, he'll have 10. One year, DeMarcus Ware had 15 sacks. The next year, he have 7-8. When we go into a game plan as a tight end, the whole room, you walk in, you just see a big circle, right? Number 94, DeMarcus Ware circle. We're chipping him. We're sliding protections to him. We're making sure we have a running back coming out through the protection on his side. We have four hands on this guy at all times. So that's what's happening with Montez Sweat. He's getting a lot of extra attention. So now there's not that much attention to go around to the rest of the guys. You're getting a lot of one-on-one matchups. You're seeing Gervon Dexter be a beneficiary of that. You're seeing Chris Williams. You're seeing Daryl Taylor. Some of these guys that, you know, typically if you don't have a stud pass rusher, would be getting, you know, three hands, four hands, but now they're only getting two, so it gives them a better chance to win, and that's why you're still seeing the pressure. And Eberflus is doing a good job of blitzing linebackers and safeties like Kyler Gordon, like we said.
Now, that being said, you just talked about Cliff Kingsbury going, you know, going against a defense of the guy that could have hired him and decided not to. Do we have a revenge game for Montez Sweat going against a team that just traded him last year coming up this or tomorrow afternoon?
Oh yeah, you heard him in his press conference. He was even trying not to sound like he was a little bit bitter, but he says, "Yeah, I take it personal, but I don't hold any." You know, he's like he's trying to say that he doesn't care. We could just look at this guy and tell that he's chomping at the bit to go back there. That team didn't want to pay him. They said, "No, we think we can do better. We're not going to pay you. We're going to trade you. We think that our team's going to be better off without you." So yeah, as a player, you definitely hold that. And I couldn't wait when I got released by Philly in my fourth season, signed with Jacksonville, played the year Jacksonville. The next year, I looked at the schedule, we got Philly. I couldn't wait for that game, and unfortunately ended up having a strained calf, and I missed it. But I'll tell you, as a player, you look forward to that. You can't wait for that. You want to go on that field. Montez Sweat wants to have a big game more than anybody, and I think Matt Eberflus is going to scheme up some pressures and simulated pressures to get some one-on-one situations and give Montez Sweat the opportunity to do that. The only thing is, you don't get that many opportunities to sack Jaden Daniels because he's not this prototypical drop back passer. And you kind of got to pass rush him in a certain type of box. You're not just going all out trying to get to the quarterback. You got to make sure you don't break contain. You got to make sure to shrink the pocket as almost a semicircle until he's just condensed and collapsed in this little space because we all know how elusive and explosive he is. So it might be difficult for him to have a big sack game, but I still think he can make a big impact.
Talking with Clay Harbor of CHSN, 9-year NFL veteran here on 670 The Score for just a couple more minutes. Let's jump back to Caleb Williams real quick. And obviously the arrow has been pointing straight up on that guy for the last 3 weeks. We've seen consistent progress. What are you looking for next in terms of Caleb Williams' development and this offense as a whole? What would be the next step in getting where they're trying to go?
Man, I mean, you're seeing it. I just want to see consistency. And obviously you want to see it against a good defense. I'm not saying that Washington is a good defense numbers-wise, but they've played against some lackluster defenses. But keep doing what you're doing. Getting DeAndre Swift involved, right? Get him the ball early and often. And honestly, let's take that back. The number one thing I do want to see with this offense, third down conversions on the opening drive. They are starting so slow, the opening drive. In the first quarter, they're 3-16 on third down conversions. And usually what that tells me as a player is that they're giving you something that you're not expecting, right? Because the first quarter is kind of like that feeling out period, right? You come in with the first 15, and there's been enough said about that, but you have the formations you're expecting them to line up a certain way to, the third down pressures you're covering in practice, the third down coverages you're expecting. So the rest of the game, they're good. So they're making adjustments. But for some reason, when you're coming out in the game, they're either doing something that you weren't expecting that you adjust to, or for whatever reason, you're just starting slow. And usually for me, I'm a guy that there's always a fix to a problem and don't believe that, oh, you just suddenly got better in the second, third, fourth quarters. So to me, it leads me to believe that for whatever reason, they're getting off to a slow start because they're not expecting the third down pressures or they're changing them up the teams are going against. But if they can start quicker, if they can get better on third down in that opening quarter and really play like that, they've been doing the rest of the game, I think this offense can be really good.
How do you see this one playing out tomorrow afternoon, Clay? You got a prediction for me?
Yeah, obviously, I think it matters if Jane Daniels is playing, but
sure.
I really like the Bears in this one because even with the guys out, I think the Bears defensive unit is the best unit on the field, and I think that that's going to help the Bears there because defensively, Washington has a lot of guys out themselves. I think the Bears offense is going to move the football. Waldron's been calling some good plays. I'm going close game, Chicago 24, Washington 20 in a nail biter.
Love it. That's Clay Harbor, 9-year NFL veteran, CHSN Bears analyst. Great, great Bears and football follow on Twitter at ClayHarbs82 for all the hot takes and video breakdowns and some clips of what he's doing over there at CHSN. Clay, love the work you're doing over there, man. Keep it up and really enjoyed this. Thanks for the time.
Of course, man. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
And he joins me on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. I'll be honest, I recently got put on to Clay Harbor, and he's quickly and honestly become one of my favorite Bears follows because he does a great job of breaking the things down and just has some really good informed opinions about the Bears and what they're doing. And you heard him say, I want to see Jaden Daniels on Sunday for all the reasons. And I'll still take your thoughts on that at 312-644-6767 if you want to shoot me a text or give me a call. But coming up after this, Bulls win yesterday. Take down the Bucks. Yay? I'm Rami Makhlouf at 670 The Score, and I'm back right after this.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Here's Giannis Antetokounmpo over the midcourt line, driving and wins the ball. Knocked out of his hands. He lost the handle. Down the floor aisle. Inside, Patrick Williams to send out Terry. Right side aisle. Aisle fires it in front. Kobe for three. Book it.
That was heard right here on 670 The Score yesterday. I'm Rami Makhlouf with you until 4 o'clock as the Bulls knock off the Bucks 133-122, the final. And by the way, tune in today from 4 to 6:45 for a special edition of Bernstein, Harris, and Rahimi live from the United Center before the Bulls home opener against the Thunder, Arturis Karnišovas. Bulls president is scheduled to join the show at 5:30, as well as other special guests as they get you set for the Thunder and the Bucks from the UC tonight. Home opener and all of that can only be heard right here on The Score and on your handy dandy, totally free Odyssey app. Again, Bulls win last night 133-122, knocking off the Bucks. And I am very conflicted about this Bulls team this year. I would like to see them, and I think a lot of people hearing me right now would like to see them just tank, just all out tank and get a lottery pick this year and maybe get in the running for a Cooper Flag. I don't think that's going to happen. And last night was a perfect example of why I don't think that's going to happen. This team is going to surprise some people. And I said that before the season started. Not to the extent of, you know, doing something that we'd all actually get excited about.
Yeah, it's not good, but, you know, they might be good.
But they could surprise some people. And I'm not the only one who thinks so. Here's Kendall Gill, CHSN Bulls analyst, on with Mully and Haw earlier this week.
I can give you a perfect example. I think it was my sixth year I was with the New Jersey Nets. I broke my hand. I got traded to the New Jersey Nets. I broke my hand, and we were playing great basketball before that. Okay, we got on a run, and we were about to make the playoffs. And I broke my hand on Reggie Miller's elbow, skinny elbows. Okay, so I'm out for about 2 months, and I get the go ahead to come back, and I'm out on the court. The doctor gave me the go-ahead. I'm out on the court shooting and everything. I'm about to come back. Willis Reed comes out on the court. He says, hey Kendall, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm getting ready for the game. He's like, no, you're not. We're going for the draft pick. Go back in the locker room.
Wow.
So that's somehow they were going for the draft pick. We ended up getting the 7th pick in the draft, which would have been Kobe Bryant, but they said that they would not come to New Jersey, so it ended up being Kerry Kittles. And teams, they do that. They want to protect the draft pick. And, you know, I don't know what the case is with the Bulls. I think that their main goal is to win games. I mean, that's what it is. And, you know, I don't know how this thing is going to pan out, but I can tell you this. I do think that the Bulls are going to be much, have a much better record than people think that they're going to have. I mean, last night was a throwaway. I think that they're going to play much better in the games coming up this weekend. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
And they did do just that. I mean, they played better in almost every department, especially the turnovers. They had 21 turnovers in the season opener, only 9 turnovers against the Bucks last night. And I like I said, like Kendall Gill said, this is going to be a team that surprises some people. I see people talking about 19, 20 wins for this Bulls team, and I honestly think it's going to be a lot better than that. When you're talking about this Bulls team and the record that they'll finish with, for a couple of reasons. One, this roster. Now I know you look at it and it doesn't excite you. It doesn't make you. It doesn't jump off the page and make you go, "Ooh, yeah, that's a good basketball team." But I'm telling you that when you have LaVine, Giddey, Kobe White, who absolutely went off last night and is capable of doing that on any given night. He was 12 of 20 and 7 of 13 from 3 last night. Vooch, Patrick Williams, and then you have Lonzo Ball coming off the bench for 14 minutes on a given night, not in back-to-backs, obviously, but then the young guy, Bouzelis, they have Terry Smith, and again, Ayo Dosunmu. I know I'm listing this off, and a lot of you are going, "Oh, okay, so they're not going to win a champ," and I know they're not going to win a championship, but trust me when I say that this is a team that can definitely, whether you like it or not, whether I want it or not, they can be in the mix for a play-in spot. When you look at the East and what it is, there's 8 teams that are clearly better than the rest of the conference, and it played out exactly that way last year. Boston, New York, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Orlando, Indy, Philly, and Miami, the 8 best teams in the conference. And barring injury, they're going to get the 8 playoff spots. And you look at last year, and there was a 7-game drop-off for Miami, who had the 8 seed, to the Bulls, who had the 9 seed and went into the play-in. 36 wins was all it took to get in the play-in last year. And when you look at the other 10 teams in the Eastern Conference, outside of those 8 that, like I said, are the 8 best in the conference, clearly, you got the Bulls, the Hawks, the Nets, the Raptors, the Hornets, the Wizards, and the Pistons. They are better than 3 of those teams. Just flat out better when you look at the rosters. They're better than 3 of those teams in Charlotte, Washington, and Detroit. So now it's 5 teams, 4 teams. The Bulls, the Hawks, the Nets, and the Raptors with any realistic chance of getting in the play-in. And I don't think that that's going to change at all. And last night is another perfect example. Why it's not just the roster. It's the style of play that this Bulls team is going to play this year. Not a lick of defense. There is no defense out there on the court. It just does not exist. But they're going to, and we've heard Billy Donovan talk about this, they're going to run. They're gonna play a fast style of basketball, and they're gonna put up a lot of shots. Now that can mean one of two things. That can mean what we saw in the opener, in the season opener, with 21 turnovers when things get sloppy as you're trying to play that fast, or it can look like what we saw last night, which is just putting up more shots than the other team. A lot of times in the NBA, that's what it comes down to, and especially in today's NBA, where so much of it is three-point shooting. They put up more shots and hit at a higher clip than the Bucks did last night. They shot 47 three-pointers, hit 21 of them for just under 45%. The Bucks shot 40 three-pointers at a 32.5% clip. But a lot of nights, they won't even hit as good a clip as their opponent, but they'll still be able to win because they're putting up so many more shots. Now, the key to that is not turning it over, and we saw that in the first game. But I think with this roster and with that style of play, and again, I know this isn't going to excite anybody. This might even be disappointing to people. This is a team that can win games. This is a team that even, and last night is a perfect example of that, even when they're not as good on paper, they can still win those games, I don't know, once out of every 4 or 5 times that they're mismatched, just because of the way that the NBA is and the way that the ball bounces. Shots fall some nights for you, sometimes they don't. Shots fall some nights for your opponent, sometimes they don't. That's just the way the ball bounces in this league sometimes. And if the Bulls can play this fast and hit their shots at the clip or a little better of a clip than what their opponent is, they're going to get some wins, man. They're going to get some wins. And I don't think the guys on this team who we're hoping eventually get traded, namely Vooch and LaVine, and really anybody else on that roster can go as far as I'm concerned. I like Coby White. But I don't think that those guys are going to show anybody in this league quick enough that they'd be helpful in a trade. So I think this roster is going to be together for at least until the trade deadline. And I think with the style of play that they play, that Billy Donovan has them playing right now, it's a team that can be solidly in the middle of the pack, which is exactly where you don't want to be. But I think that's where they're going to end up again. Again, last year, the two play-in teams, the Bulls being one of them, had 39 and 36 wins. And you might not even need, with the state of the Eastern Conference, you might not even need that many this year. This Bulls team can do that. This Bulls team can win somewhere between, I don't know, 35 and 40 games. Which is not good, man. I'm sorry, but that's not good. I want to see this team really, you know, go for a championship. And this ain't the way that you do it. Now, maybe the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is those guys I talked about eventually are good trade bait. You rack up some draft capital and the right guy falls into your lap. But that's what it's going to take. But this Bulls team, I will say this, they are exciting. And we saw that last night and we saw that all last season. They are very exciting. They're fun to watch and they're fun to listen to. And you can only hear them right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And here Bernstein, Harris, and Rahimi. I had it in the wrong order today. From 4 to 6:45, live from the United Center, ahead of the home opener against the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's all right here on 670 The Score and on your Odyssey app. We can really talk anything. NFL, Major League Baseball, World Series, with our next guest, Chris Rose of the NFL Network and the John Boy Media Network. He'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, next, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.